Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The heat is on this weekend from Colorado through the upper Midwest, the Gulf, the Great Lakes, parts of the Ohio Valley, too.
This is an area that's going to see temperatures climbing to around 100, the heat index 100 to 105, and nighttime lows may not drop below the 60s and 70s.
Searing heat from meteorologist Craig Allen. Iranian and European officials are talking in Geneva. CBS's Erica Brown at the White House.
Iran's foreign minister said his country supports the continuation of discussions. Earlier, he said Tehran would not negotiate unless Israel's aggression stops.
And Israel says it'll keep attacking Iran's nuclear sites until they're gone. CBS's Jake Rosen says a pro-Palestinian college student is about to be released by ICE.
A federal judge in New Jersey ordered that Columbia University student activist Mahmoud Khalil must be released from detention by Immigration and Customs Enforcement as his immigration proceedings play out.
He's due out in about an hour. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wood County has issued a heat advisory from the National Weather Service beginning on Saturday afternoon and continuing through Monday night. Temperatures on Saturday and Sunday afternoon could feel as high as 95 to 105 degrees. Monday may feel slightly less hot, more like 90 to 95, but it's going to be very humid all 3 days. Temperatures after the sun goes down will only drop to the mid to upper 70s, so won't bring much relief. Be sure to hydrate, limit activity during the hottest part of the days, and take time to cool off as needed. Today is the first day of the Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club Brat Fry in Wisconsin Rapids. It began this morning at 10 a.m. and will continue every day through Sunday. All proceeds will help the 16 members and their families travel to the USA High School Clay Target League Nationals in Mason, Michigan in July. They'll be set up at 998 Ranger Road in Wisconsin Rapids. They have a goal of selling over 400 brats. A section of Grand Avenue will be closed in downtown Wisconsin Rapids on Sunday for the Cranberry Blossom Fest Parade. The road will be closed starting at 10 a.m. between West Jackson Street and 9th Street South. This section of Grand Avenue will be closed from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. and traffic will be detoured onto Jackson Street. The parade will start at the YMCA and travel down Grand Avenue to end at 9th Street South. The parade kicks off at noon on Sunday. There's a Wood County Veterans Expo on Monday next week. It'll be at Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids from 9 a.m. to noon. The Tomah VA Medical Center and the Wood County Veterans Service Office will be there to provide resources for the veteran community. Crossview Church is at 1000 East Riverview Expressway, just down from Pick and Save. That's 9 to noon on July 23rd. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with maybe a stray storm and lows in the low 70s. This weekend, heat advisory. Mostly sunny, hot, breezy, and humid. Highs mid-90s, heat index triple digits. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. It's 82 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, great to have you with me. It is... Boy, there's no excuse not to be in a good mood today. I mean, it is Friday. We're finally seeing the sun. This is the first day I walked from the parking garage to the studio and did not get rained on, I think, all week. So summer appears to officially be here by way of the summer solstice and also the temperatures and the sunlight. And it is a beautiful day, at least here in Northeast Wisconsin. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are. I hope the weather is beautiful. And if not, we'll bring some sunshine one way or the other, folks. We're going to light it up tonight, and it's great to have you with me. Sitting in for the K-Man once again is the wonderfully talented, award-winning social media expert and radio producer, Amanda Nimmer.
Who's also going to be like, hey, Pete, silence your phone.
Did it go off again?
It did.
Don't you think that makes me sound busy, though? I don't know. I hear that sometimes when I listen to the radio. It doesn't bother me. But it bothers you.
They're so popular. Wow.
And exactly.
Stars. They're just like us.
This guy can't even turn it off when he's on the radio. So you've been on the air. Is that what you used to do? Were you always good about silencing your phone?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Definitely had to because my text tone is obnoxious.
What is it?
You're going to call me a nerd again.
Well, we're talking about nerds tonight. So
it is. So if anyone's ever played Legend of Zelda...
Oh.
It is the little fairy Navi going, hey, listen.
That's a word. That's like dialogue from the game.
Hey, listen.
Oh, funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that game because I introduce films on PBS Wisconsin. I introduce all the POV and independent lens films. And there's one, I can't remember the name of the film, but it's about, I think they underwent... they had a gender identity issue. And I think the record was set. I have to remember the name. It was someone from Wisconsin set the record for The Legend of Zelda.
Really?
Yeah. Is there another name, like a sub name in there?
Well, I mean, there's like a variety of different games. There's Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time.
That's it. Ocarina of Time.
Mm.
She set the record and then she came out as trans and people turned on her. She had all these followers. She did it in like 18 minutes or something like that. It was something insane. And but now she's got her followers back and it's a phenomenal story. I would recommend checking it out if you
I'm going to have to look that up.
I'm
very intrigued because I mean, I played that game all through my childhood and I'll replay it once in a while.
I'll find out the title and give it to you.
I'll look for it.
It's really good. Yeah, you won't be disappointed. If you are disappointed, I will pay for your viewing. It's on PBS, so it's free, but I'll still pay for it. Hey, we got a great show. All right, Amanda's sitting in. We got great guests tonight. There's a big tattoo festival here in Green Bay this weekend, the Green Bay Tattoo Festival. Joining us from the festival is Quinn Hurley, who will be here over the phone at 6:35. We're going to find out more about this really cool thing. If you are in Green Bay or Northeast Wisconsin and you are into tattoos, this sounds like the place. Quinn is driving here from Fort Wayne just to be part of this. It's a spectacle. There's like 3,000 participants, people visiting, attendees, if you will, 200 artists, 30 vendors, and it lasts for 3 days. Do you have a tattoo? I think you said
yesterday. I got three of them. It's actually, so two of them my late husband drew. He used to be a fine line artist. So he has created like flash sheets and whatnot for tattoo studios in the past.
Wow. Is that what he did like for a living?
No. He never really made money off his art. He was one of those people who had the talent, but the second he had a commission, he just had no motivation whatsoever. Like, I just got nothing.
But it's kind of nice that you have a tattoo to remember him by, though. This is very cool.
No, I got two of them. We have like five other people who have his work on them, too. He was good.
Nice. Well, feel free to jump in. You can ask Quinn a question, too. You probably know more about tattoos than me. I almost got a tattoo.
You don't have any?
I don't have any. And you know, like, I missed my chance. Because, like, in 1990, it was like 1992, my now wife, then girlfriend, said, should we get tattoos? And it kind of appealed to me, but then I saw one day, like, my pharmacist had one. And I'm like, they're just not cool anymore.
You don't know what that pharmacist does on his off time.
But still, you got the white coat on and the little steps you walk up into the pills. It just didn't seem cool to me. I'm like, if it was still just, like, bikers and criminals and rock and rollers, yeah, maybe I would do it. But I just thought, I don't know.
Well, I mean, nowadays, there's so many different styles. So what you're thinking of is like, and I'm pretty sure Quinn can correct me if I'm wrong, is like the old Americana kind of style where it's just like old school. And now everyone's got like the fine line, the little fairy ones, the watercolor ones. They're doing cross-stitching kind of ones. Like, I mean, tattoo world has erupted.
They always say too,
glow-in-the-dark ones.
Glow-in-the-dark tattoos.
Yes, with UV light.
That's not good if you're on a covert op or something.
I would hope they don't get it.
I would think they wouldn't. I would get one inside on my arm if I were still to get one because, you know, I was kind of in good shape when I was younger. I thought, oh, I'll get something around my arm. But then it's like, no, because when you get older, it just looks bad. And where else? I'm not going to, you know, get one in any precarious place. So maybe the inside of my arm if I were still to get one. But I don't know what I'd get. Names of my kids, my wife. I don't know. What do you do?
I mean, I know my next one is going to be probably, and I'm going to sound like a nerd. I'm going to get the Pisces astrology sign.
Oh, because it's your sign?
No, God, no. It's my kids.
Oh, all right.
My kids are 10 days apart. Both are Pisces. And I was like, oh, that's better than just names.
Oh, that's
right?
Cool. I'm an Aries, but I think that would be, I'm not really into that. Like, If my horoscope is right there in front of me and it pops up, I'll read it, but I'm not like pursuing it, you know? So I probably wouldn't do an astrological sign. I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
My last one was a little ghost squirrel. Yeah. Just for funsies.
That's very subtle too. I like that.
Just for funsies.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe that'll be our question on Monday. What tattoo would you get? Because I don't know. I don't know what I would do. Maybe Quinn will have some suggestions. Quinn will be here at 6:35. We're going to delve into tattoos. It's Green Bay Tattoo Festival this weekend, the 20th today through the 22nd. That'll be fun. And then, this is exciting. At 7:05, I think it was Aaron Carreno at the company meeting this week, talked about Muskie Fest up in Hayward. So I thought, well, that's kind of cool. Muskies used to freak me out. I used to come up here to Wisconsin on vacation, and I remember thinking, or my relative saying, oh, there's this big muskie in the Three Lakes area that was eating all the fish, and all these fishermen were trying to catch this big muskie. And the fish would have bite marks on them, and they thought it was this muskie, and I freaked out. I mean, I thought they get, like, what, 4 to 6 feet long or something like that? So I was like, they've always kind of scared me a little bit. And they do bite, apparently, under the right circumstances. So we'll talk to our guest, Chris Ruckdashel. We'll be here at 7:05. He's going to tell us all about Muskie Fest in Hayward. Isn't that the town where they have the big muskie on the outer limits of the town, I think?
Well, it's one of our stations, actually, and it's called Muskie.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So Chris will be here. And now we're going to talk about Muskie Fest. That'll be fun. But we're also going to talk about this cult classic of this movie called Bloody Hook that they show every year. It's an annual thing. It's a cult classic. It's from 1987. And the caption is, or the synopsis is, during a local fishing contest, people are being violently dragged into the lake and killed by a giant fish hook. Not even a giant fish. A giant fish hook.
Is this rubber 2.0? Like,
I've never heard of it. But I guess, I don't know if they shot it up there. We'll get some more information from Chris. This will be fun. I'm excited to talk to him about Muskie Fest and Bloody Hook. And then, ladies and gentlemen, this is very exciting. Back in the saddle, Terry Barr is finally done with her vacation. It was almost a month long. And I'm listen, she deserves a vacation, but a month?
I mean, all I'm hearing is jealousy right now.
I'm jealous. I want to be Terry Barr sometimes, so I'm a little jealous.
I mean, you ever
very well deserved.
You ever go through her social media and you're like, man, this girl has lived.
Oh, man. She's like, even on vacation, she's posting stuff. Mm-hmm. She just does not take a break. So she missed three Fridays, and it was awesome because Rocker filled in. He was phenomenal. It was great to talk to Rocker about music. And now Terry is back tonight, our original Bar Band Friday Night co-host, named after, of course, said co-host Terry Barr. So that's exciting. She's got two great bands we're going to talk about tonight. And I think it's time. We shouldn't put this off any longer. Today is McLovin's birthday. You've seen Superbad, right?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, one of the all-time, you know, one of the greatest characters in teen comedy history slash nerd is McLovin. So that inspired our question of the night.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I am not Conrad.
No worries. We don't even have to do it. I don't want to make your life difficult, Amanda.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, there
question.
We go.
Question.
Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Okay, in honor of McLovin's birthday, who is your favorite nerd? Could be from TV, films. If you know someone in your real life that's a nerd, tell us why. That's fine, too. There are no right or wrong answers, folks. There are only your answers. Text them in, and I will read them on the radio. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Phone lines, text lines are open. You can also text us on the app. Very easy to use. If you don't have it, shame on you. It's outstanding. And it's a great way to listen to Nightlight and all your favorite civic media shows. And you can also text in on the stream and leave a comment on YouTube, Facebook, or Twix. And if you're there, if you're on any of these outlets, give us a like or a follow while you're there. It's always fun to get likes and follows. What's more important, a like or a follow?
Depends what your goal is. More often than not, you want the follow because you're more than likely to get the content out there.
Yeah, right. That makes
but
sense.
The likes help push to get more followers.
Okay.
So
we need a little bump, I think, in both.
It's
right?
A little hand in hand action.
This is your area. This is your wheelhouse. And I know you've encouraged us to ask for likes or follows. I'm not that guy. I have trouble doing that. I've gotten better at it because no one else is going to do it. So, and I want people to listen to the show. So that's great. All
if
right,
you're wondering where, by the way, you can go on Facebook.
Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
With Pete Schwabba. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's where the main stuff is.
Our question is on there typically every day. Did we get good responses today for the question?
I didn't even check.
I saw
so
a few.
Busy.
I saw a few of them popped up. Today is the summer solstice, which is exciting. But, you know, it's exciting, but it's kind of like Christmas Day. The lead up to it is more fun when it's starting to get light out longer. Now that it's here, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but it's like all downhill till December 21st, till the winter solstice. All these damn solstices. So we get extra daylight tonight. That's fun. I have to ask you if you can tell me in a minute.
Okay.
Fat day. You mentioned this last night. Is that like a cheat day or what?
Oh, so fat weekend.
Fat weekend. Okay.
We do it about like, or should I wait? Should I wait so I can go into detail?
Yeah, wait. I'll tell you this before we go to the break. I had that thing where I drove here tonight and I look and there's a cop there. And I'm not a speeder, but for some reason I was going 83.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't even notice it. And I'm like, okay, this is it. I'm going to be late. You know, I always use, like, I didn't leave as much time today as I usually do. I was going to get here about 20 minutes before, but he didn't pull me over. Tip of my hat to law enforcement. I'm a
buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, right. All right, we are coming back. Amanda's going to tell us what Fat Weekend is, and we're going to hear from McLovin and read your text. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into tonight's broadcast of Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball. I'm Austin Thomas. Thank you for joining us on what is a warm Friday night where the Rafters hope to get back on track. This is game number two of the doubleheader tonight, and well, it's been just about 2 hours since the conclusion of the earlier game. The Rafters unfortunately losing that one 15-9, the final score. But again, it came with its bright spots, and it seems like every game has been that way despite the Rafters really struggling to get on track right now. They currently sit at 7-17, but like I said, bright spots all around. And for today, you're just hoping that they can put it all together for once. You know, you look at the past couple of games, they've had a couple of clean games when it comes to defensively, but those have been more rare than the both pitching and the batting coming together. You go to a couple games ago, back against Madison, when the Mallards ended up winning 3-1, and that was a game where the pitching really stood out. And even this past game, Drew Thompson went 4 shutout innings before he came out of the game as the starter for the Rafters. So another bright spot there in the pitching staff. And the offense, they put up 9 runs in the game here. And while it wasn't quite their game a couple nights ago, it's still something that they've been able to build off of. And they're definitely, you know, in the upper part of the Northwoods League when it comes to offensive production. And so it's just a matter of putting it all together. Hopefully they can do that in tonight's game as they get ready to take on the Madison Space Cows as part of their alter ego. In case you missed it for the game earlier today, that's who they are playing as. The Madison Mallards rebranded to the Madison Space Cows for today only. And so I'll be referring to them as the Space Cows throughout the broadcast as well. They've got some fun jerseys, although they are a little bit difficult to read numbers-wise from up in the crowd and in the press box. So it's a little bit fun, but also, you know, it's always great to see the alter egos out there. I always have a great time calling them and watching them. Always brings the fans into the game. And well, maybe you'll hear a fair few puns from myself when it comes to the Space Cows out here. And, well, the fans have already gotten plenty of that here in Madison. So I feel like I gotta bring it back to you guys in your homes. Thanks for tuning in. It's 80 degrees and partly cloudy here in Madison. And the Rafters starting lineups are going to be coming up in a little bit. However, we don't quite have a pregame guest for you, unfortunately. Didn't have the ability to do that in between games. So, for the pregame show today, we are going to take a look back at last game. But along with that, we're going to take a look at some of the statistics on the seasons and keys to the game for the Rafters to win tonight. That's going to be coming up next. And then after that, a look at starting lineups and the starting pitchers breakdown. That is going to come up next. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and as we roll along, we're going to go ahead and take a look back at last game, and not one that the Rafters are going to remember fondly. They led 8-0, but unfortunately couldn't hold it out to the end, ending the game 15-9. Looking back at how it happened, the Rafters scored 2 runs in the third inning thanks to a 2-RBI single from Eric Parker. They scored 3 in the fifth inning thanks to a 3-RBI bases-clearing double from Andre Madunio. And in the sixth inning, they added another 3 in the top of the sixth. RBI singles from Chris Diaz and Mason Oñate before Eric Parker's grounder sent home another run as Chris Diaz would come home to score. So that's a look back at how the Rafters scoring worked to take the 8-0 lead. But bottom of the sixth comes around, and it all breaks down. 6 runs allowed off the line of Jack Obrasky, 5 of them earned. 4 runs off of Ashton Poole, 3 of them were earned. And 3 runs off of Jafet Martinez, none of them were earned. So 5 unearned runs came across for the Space Cows as they were able to get the win here in Madison and make that huge 8-run comeback. They scored 13 runs in the sixth inning. In the seventh inning, they also added another 2. Both of those were thanks to an error that kept the inning going. Could have been ended, but instead it kept rolling along as Brent Gallegos would end up finishing the game for the Rafters. And he's looked good as of late. I've really liked what Brent Gallegos has been able to do and excited to get to see him kind of continue his momentum here. Well, game number 2, the Rafters are going to be seeing a familiar face back in the lineup. Noah Ruiz did make his return to the lineup card, so excited for him to finally be back out here. He was off of the lineup for the past couple of games, but back here and ready to go as he looks to keep up atop the Northwoods League leaderboards in RBIs. He entered today with 30 RBIs, being 5 ahead of second place. 25 was the second most in the league, and that was Austin Haley, but probably a little bit closer now, so you got to keep adding those. Noah Ruiz hoping to stay up top, but while we've got you here, let's go ahead and take a look at some of the keys to the game and some players to watch as well. Obviously, the last game and the last couple of games have seen plenty of these Mallards players, but looking at this game, Mikey Bell is going to be one of those players you got to watch for, but not just him, Cole Kosciuszko. Both of those players from the Mallards are two real big players for this squad. Kosciuszko, a guy who has gone 4-for-6 to start off his Mallards career, and he also has 3 walks. He's reaching base 80% of the times against the Rafters in 2 games and has a 1467 OPS. 800 OBP is unreal. 8 out of 10 plate appearances he has reached safely. He's looking to continue that. And for the Rafters, Andre Meduño is the guy that I picked here. He's been hot to start off his Rafters career, reach base twice and had that bases clearing double last game. We're going to see if he can keep that going. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got the starting pitcher breakdown and a look at the starting lineups. That's here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, hello and welcome in to Warner Park, the home of the Madison Mallards, also known as the Duck Pond, as we get ready to roll along for game number 2 of this doubleheader. First pitch coming up in just a couple minutes. And, well, let's go ahead and take a look at that starting pitcher breakdown. As I had mentioned earlier, the two guys on the mound, Noah Marschke for the Rafters, and for the Space Cows, it's Brandon Cahill. Cahill, a redshirt junior from Walsh University. He's a right-hander who, this season, he's had a couple of strong appearances, but he's also had one pretty rough one. You go back to 3 appearances ago at Green Bay, he went just 2/3 of an inning and allowed 4 runs. All 4 were earned on 4 hits with 1 walk. Now the Rockers were able to make the most of that appearance, but outside of that, it's been a really strong season for Cahill. Excluding that game, he's gone 8 innings across 3 games, allowing just 1 run on 6 hits and on 2 walks as well. So he's had some good stuff going his way. His last 2 appearances, he's combined to go 3 innings, a 1-0 record, and hasn't allowed a run on just 2 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. He's looking to keep that rolling against the Rafters today, back at home, and this is just his 3rd appearance in front of the Madison faithful. And those previous 2 games that he appeared in were both here at home. So that's what we're kind of looking at on the other side. But for your Rafters, Noah Marschke, a returner from last season who went 10 1/3 innings. We talked to him a little bit in the pregame show a few games ago, and he actually was a guy who came out as the starter back in the first game against Traverse City. He went 1 1/3, but he was chased from that game pretty early, so that's why he's back out here. He didn't have to throw too many pitches in that game by the time that he was pulled, but it was a rough game for him. He allowed 4 runs over 1 1/3, and prior to that, he did actually get the win, going 5 innings at Lakeshore. So this is his 2nd road game on the road. He's got a 1-0 record in his 1 start, and, well, he allowed 5 runs, 4 of them earned over those five innings, allowing just four hits and two walks while striking out four batters. So he's hoping to keep more of that going, and especially his first outing where he allowed just two runs over four innings. It's good enough for a 4.5 ERA. That's a goal for him, and hoping to keep seeing that as the Rafters look to finally get a win against the Mallards and the Space Cows today. The starting lineups for these two teams, let's take a look at Madison's. They're going to be bringing out Jimmy Anderson at shortstop to lead them off. Liam Moreno is in left field, batting second. Batting third, it's Mikey Bell, who hit the grand slam to go ahead in the game earlier today. Bell, the third baseman. Carson Hansen bats cleanup in right field. Davis Hamilton bats fifth at second base. Batting sixth, it's Cole Kosciuszko, the first baseman. Batting seventh, it's Noah Sheffield, the center fielder. Batting eighth, it's Nate Voss, the DH. And batting ninth, Thomas Curry, the catcher. For your Rafters, Chris Diaz leads off with Mason Onyade, Madden Akko behind him. Noah Ruiz bats cleanup. I mentioned his return to the lineup, and first pitch is underway, and that one misses low and inside for ball number one to Diaz. It's a 1-0 count, 6:35 first pitch here from Madison, Wisconsin. 80 degrees and partly cloudy here, and another beautiful night for baseball, and just a great day, and Rafters hoping that they can use that to their advantage, but so far it's been all Madison. That pitch on the outside brings the count 2-1. Diaz, the left-handed hitting right fielder, batting first in the lineup. Hoping to get the Rafters started on the right foot, and in the earlier game, he batted leadoff, and he reached base five times out of his six plate appearances, fouls that one away. Brings the count 2-2, and after reaching base five times, he did finally get recorded as an out in his sixth plate appearance. And he went 3-for-4 in the game. Both him and Mason Onyade had trio of hits, but he swings and misses at the 2-2 count for strike number three and goes down with the K. Brings up Mason Onyade, the left-handed hitting shortstop, with one out and the bases empty in the top of the first, tied 0-0. Finishing up the Rafters lineup, Gunnar Myro, he bats fifth. Pat Costin bats sixth. Jack Guerrero bats seventh. Eric Parker bats eighth. And Hiroto Kobayashi bats ninth. So that's how the Rafters will be heading out here. And the shortstop takes the first pitch for ball number one. So Mason Onyade, who mentioned earlier, Onyade behind Diaz, both of them make a great 1-2 punch. 1-0 count is hit down the left field line, reaching foul, and it hits off the netting down the way and brings the count 1-1. Madden Akko, he bats third, and he is on deck due up this inning. Mason Onyade will try and give him a one-out base runner ahead of him. The Rafters now sitting on the season at 7-17. That pitch misses a little low for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. Mallards now 16-7 on a four-game winning streak. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. 2-1 count outside for ball number three brings it to a 3-1 count. So the Rafters will have no easy task of taking care of the Space Cows. 3-1 count. It's a lefty-righty matchup. The righty Cahill on the mound trying to find his stuff, and the pitch misses upstairs for ball number four. So Mason Onyade is on to first base with one out in the top of the first. Brings up Madden Akko to the plate, the right-handed hitting first baseman, trying to make something happen. Onyade, who stands on first, you go back to the game earlier today, and always a great base stealer, but he was held without a stolen base in the first of the two games today. Rather surprising, especially considering he was on base four times. That pitch misses high for ball number one to Madden Akko, brings the count 1-0. So on the season, Onyade is up to 18 stolen bases. Pickoff attempt back to first base keeps him on the bag. 18 stolen bases for Onyade, 10 of them he's stolen second. And 7 of those 18 have come off of right-handers. This one is hit high in the air towards center field, but not enough juice on it. And running up on it, the center fielder Sheffield will make the catch for out number 2. Brings up Noah Ruiz to the plate with a runner on first base and 2 away in the top of the first. And Brandon Cahill looking good here. Certainly like he belongs on the mound back at home, and no runs allowed here at the Duck Pond. Over on first base, Mason Onyade. This pitch misses high and tight to Noah Ruiz. And Ruiz, you got to go back a couple games to game number 23 back at Witter Field. That was the last time that Ruiz appeared in a lineup for the Rafters. That was against Madison. This pitch misses high and over the head of Ruiz. He has to duck out of the way as the count goes to 2-0. And Ruiz was one of the big bright spots in that game. He reached base 4 times, going 2-for-3 from the plate with a double, a single, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Rounds this one foul down the third base line, brings it 2-1. And so Ruiz back in the lineup. He is hoping to make something happen. Got a runner ahead of him on first base. Leads the Northwoods League and runs driven in. 2-1 count. It's north of the zone for ball number 3. 3-1 the count. Gunnar Miro on deck. Rafters trying to score early. They did take the early lead in last game, but it came down to the bullpen missing, as that is on the upper part of the strike zone for strike number 2. Ruiz started walking down, but he wasn't sure if it was going to be called a strike or not. He held the bat a little bit longer, then realized, okay, there's the call. Step back into the batter's box. Now he's ready to go. Righty-righty matchup with the runner on first. Onyade takes off, swing, and a foul ball. No, they're going to say that it was a swing and a miss. It dropped, as that might have hit Ruiz as he swung on it. Either way, it's a strikeout. And out number 3 in the first inning. So the Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left on base, and it's 0-0 heading into the bottom of the first here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And our first look at Noah Marschke comes up in just about 30 seconds as the southpaw gets to work on the mound against the lineup for the Madison Space Cows. And they are getting in the spirit here, and all of the promotions. They've got a cow in a mascot costume down there. He's on the third baseline trying to hype up the kids down there. Great night out here in Madison, and plenty of great nights ready to come at Witter Field coming up over the next couple of days. It'll be a back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday at Witter Field against the Lakeshore Chinooks, who are coming into town and staying the night. So looking forward to that. But first off, the Rafters hoping to get a win here in Madison as they are finishing up the three-game series on the road. And Noah Marschke will take on the top of the order for the Mallards. That's Jimmy Anderson, Liam Moreno, and Mikey Bell. 1-2-3 in the lineup. And Marschke, the left-hander, he comes from Madison Area Technical College, which is not too far away from here. That pitch in there for strike number one brings it to an 0-1 count. So he's very familiar with the area. When we were driving in yesterday, he got called out on the bus ride. 0-1 count is ripped on over to second base. Picked up Onyadi across the diamond, and he makes the play for out number one. 6-3 on the putout, and it brings up Liam Moreno with one out and nobody on base. And Marschke, as I mentioned, he knows his way around the Northwoods League. Obviously, going over to Madison, he had his first year this past season. And, well, he lives in Stevens Point, not too far from Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Moreno is on the lower outside corner for strike number one. And so Marschke said, hey, you know what, why not? Let's play. Let's run it back. And great league and want to get more experience. Way to stay hot and make a name for himself. 0-1 count on the way. It's hit up the middle, and wow, what a catch! Noah Marschke snags it out of the air for out number two, a liner right back to the mound, and that is one of the best reaction plays I've seen this season. Great play from Noah Marschke to go two up, two down here in the first inning. Brings up Mikey Bell, who's going by Mikey Cowbell today in honor of the Space Cowboys. Space Cows, not Cowboys. The batter here takes the pitch for strike number one, and Bell, the third baseman, well, he was feeling pretty happy about himself earlier. Plenty of reason to after smoking a go-ahead grand slam. This one fouled back, brings the count 0-2. Noah Marschke working off to a really good start to the game so far, looking in control, but again, it is still early in this game, and we've seen that a couple of times from these Rafters starters throughout the season, is they can go out there and they can look good for an inning, even two innings, and then all of a sudden it goes wrong. So the most impressive thing, obviously starting off strong is important, but it's to keep consistent. 0-2 count, misses high to bring it 1-2. Carson Hansen is on deck. Marschke looking to go 1-2-3. Rafters went down pretty quickly back in the first inning, although they did see a few pitches. They saw 18 pitches from Brandon Cahill before they got out of the inning. 1-2 count on the way. It's a soft grounder fouled off the plate, and count remains 1-2. Bell, the right-hander, makes it a righty-lefty matchup, so a little bit of an advantage to the batter. Bell, he is one of the better hitters on this Madison team, which is full of them, batting .447 early into the season for him. This pitch is hit down the first baseline, but just a bit foul. A hard grounder, and could have potentially been two bases had it been a couple degrees to the left. So still a 1-2 count, and we'll see pitch number six of the plate appearance coming up for Bell. Bell comes from Gonzaga University, where he was the West Coast Conference Player of the Year. And, well, if you've heard a couple of our other broadcasts, I might have mentioned it, is because that's just so impressive. It's a tough conference, and to be able to win that, here's one hit over to first base. Mikey Bell is going to ground out three unassisted on the play. And, hey, would you look at that? Noah Marschke, three up, three down in the first. We remain tied at zero, heading into the top of the second. This is Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
There's danger out there, It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the second coming your way here from Madison, Wisconsin, as the Rafters and Space Cows are locked into a good one, only one inning in, but pitcher's duel so far. Going to see if that keeps on rolling into the second. Brandon Cahill, he allowed just the walk in the first inning, and outside of that, it was a pair of strikeouts for him. The Rafters did work up his pitch count a little bit, though, which is certainly something that they can hang their hats high on, but they, of course, are still hoping to score some runs. They were able to add 9 runs in the game yesterday. They scored 8 prior to the big sixth inning from the Madison Space Cows, and they really went out of this world to make that happen with 13 runs. Yeah, I know. I had to bring at least one punt into the broadcast. We're only in the second inning. There's plenty of time for more. And, of course, I will be trying to provide that for you. Thanks to have you along with us, and always great to have you tuning in to the broadcast. And, you got to try and make it at least a little bit fun. Hopefully you're having a good night, as I am up here in Madison. And hopefully if you came out to the game as well. It's a little bit of a trip up here. Not too bad, though. Just over an hour and a half up to Warner Park in Madison, Wisconsin. The Rafters took the bus trip up here earlier, and they'll be taking the bus back home later tonight before they get back to Winterfield for those 2 games against the Chinooks. And they're going to really savor those 2 games at Winterfield, because then they'll have 6 in a row on a long road trip, including Traverse City, Royal Oak, and Rockford, as the first pitch to Gunnar Miro misses inside for ball number 1. And Gunnar Miro, the right-handed hitting center fielder, he leads off the inning. It's the 5-6-7 batters due up in the inning for the Rafters. That pitch misses again to bring it 2-0. Miro, Costin, Guerrero, that's who's due up. Miro from UNLV. Hoping to keep showing off the batting skills, sends one into right center field. Going back at the warning track, it's caught just a couple steps inside by the right fielder, Carson Hansen, and that's out number 1 in the second inning. 3 pitches to record 1 out, not too bad from Brandon Cahill, and it brings up Pat Costin with 1 out and nobody on base. Still 0-0 in the top of the second inning, and Pat Costin, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters, he's into the lineup here. Nick Adrian was the catcher in the game earlier. However, he exited the game late for a pinch runner after what appeared to be an injury. That pitch misses outside for ball number 1, but hoping that it won't keep him out of the game. 1-0 count to Costin is on the upper part of the zone for strike number 1, and Austin was intended to be the catcher for game number 2. You don't really want back-to-back games from a catcher. And with Ashton Zacher going last night, each of them gets 1 game of work. This pitch misses outside to Costin, now 2-1. 0-0 here. And, well, with the way that Noah Marschke has been pitching, you feel pretty confident that if he's pitching well, he can go deep into the ball game. He usually works very efficiently when he is on his game. However, as we saw, that can turn around in a quick inning from Madison. You got to make sure you stay on top of it. 3-1 count to Pat Costin. And this pitch is sent high in the air towards left field, but not too far of a run. He's at the warning track, but takes a couple steps in. And the left fielder, Liam Moreno, makes the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the second inning. Brandon Cahill, still looking for his third strikeout of the game, but man, he's looked good so far. Brings up Jack Guerrero to the plate. And Guerrero, up for the first time today, left-handed hitting third baseman for the Rafters from James Madison University. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Nobody on with two outs in the top of the second. 0-0 ball game. The first pitch to Guerrero misses high for ball number one. And Guerrero, back in last game, Guerrero did not play. However, he did in the first game here at Madison, and in that one he went 0-for-2 but had two walks. Fouled that one away to bring the count 1-1. Pitch on the way home. This one's hit high in the air towards left field, but too high of a launch angle as it's caught up there. Wind's blowing straight out to right field as well, and that makes it near impossible to send over that left field wall. So out number three, as the Rafters put three balls in the air to the outfield, but all three of them are caught. Three up, three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on, and it is 0-0 into the bottom of the second. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And the bottom of the second coming your way here from Warner Park in Madison, Wisconsin. Carson Hansen leading off against Noah Marschke after a shutout first inning. Bottom of the second, it's tied 0-0, and the first pitch misses low for ball number one. Carson Hansen, the left-handed hitting right fielder for the Madison Space Cows. 1-0 count. This one sent high in the air down the right field line. Wind pushing out, but it should reach foul, and it does, giving it chase out there. And right was Chris Diaz, but he just watches it land in the stands to bring the count 1-1. And Hansen will be followed by Davis Hamilton and Cole Kosciuszko. That's who's due up in the second for Madison. It's the 4-5-6 batters in the order. 1-1 count to Hansen. Pitch from Marshy is hit over to shortstop. There's Onyade, who will pick it up. Throw on to first in time for out number one. 6-3 in the books, and brings up Davis Hamilton with one out and nobody on base in the bottom of the second, tied at zero. Hamilton, the left-handed hitting second baseman from the University of Minnesota. He enters this game batting 306 with 16 RBIs and 16 runs scored. He has been on one, to say the least. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch from Marshke is tad inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count with Kosciuszko on deck. Marshke brings up that front foot, fires, and misses it high and tight. Now it's 2-0. And Hamilton, looking back at what he's been able to do, I mean, it's obviously been a great start to the year for him. 2-0 count. It's outside for ball three. And Noah Marshke, looking down, his first base runner of the game. Hamilton is on quite the bit of a hit streak. 8 games in a row, he's recorded a base hit. That includes 2 against the Rafters. This pitch right down the middle for strike number one brings it back to a 3-1 count. And he played both of the first two games, but he was held out of the earlier game today. 3-1 count on the way. It is a little outside.